In the plague years of the 1980s, that low decade of denial, indifference, hostility, opportunism, and idiocy, government fiddled and medicine diddled and the media were silent or hysterical. A gerontocratic Ronald Reagan took this plague less seriously than Gerald Ford had taken swine flu. After all, he didn't need the ghettos and he didn't want the gays. Scientists at the National Institutes for Health were preoccupied trying to beat out the French for a retrovirus patent. Bureaucrats at the Food and Drug Administration couldn't be bothered to test the blood supply. And so by 1992, 194,364 American men, women, and children were dead.